This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Usually, like, when you picture a successful growing business, you kind of picture a machine, right?
Oh, absolutely. A well-oiled assembly line just humming along.
Right, exactly. You put raw resources in one end, you turn the crank, and predictable, steady revenue just comes out the other side.
Which is comforting.
Yeah.
Because it's inherently predictable. You know exactly what you're going to get out of it on any given Tuesday.
You think of gears turning smoothly, pressure gauges holding steady. It is, it's supposed to be a reliable engine.
Supposed to be, yeah. That's the dream.
But if you actually lift the hood and look at how most modern marketing departments operate in the real world, that reliable assembly line suddenly looks a lot more like a fireworks stand on the 4th of July.
Oh, man. That is so accurate.
Right. You don't see gears turning. You just see these chaotic explosions of effort, a massive flash of light for product rollout, and then total eerie darkness.
Yeah. Which is the absolute definition of a boom and bust cycle.
Yeah.
And, well, as we're going to explore today, operating that way isn't just inefficient anymore. It is structurally breaking the very foundation of how businesses grow in a digital landscape.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are unpacking a strategy article titled Always On Campaign Design, Build a Stable Lead Pipeline by Joe Medico from Double Dome.
It's a really great read.
It really is. And our mission today is to figure out why this traditional explosive style of marketing is actively sabotaging modern digital ad algorithms and how businesses can transform all that chaos into a continuous lead generation engine.
Exactly. Because it touches everyone.
Totally. Whether you are managing the marketing budget for a massive enterprise, or you're starting a side hustle from your kitchen table, or if you're just curious about why certain brands seem to effortlessly dominate your social feeds while others just vanish.
Right, they just disappear.
This strategy reveals the hidden mechanics of modern digital visibility. So we should probably start by examining the traditional corporate playbook, right?
Yeah, I think to understand why this new strategy is so necessary, we first have to look at the specific ways the old cycle is just broken.
Let's look at the tactical drop. The article describes how a lot of growing enterprises treat their marketing like high-altitude military missions.
Yeah, it's very intense.
Very intense. The internal team expends massive energy and burns through, like, huge financial capital to plan a seasonal trade event push or maybe a quarterly direct response campaign.
Right. They go all in.
And for a brief shining window of about 4 weeks, the leads climb. The sales calendar fills up. The organizational momentum feels amazing.
Everyone is high-fiving.
Exactly. But then the promotion concludes. The assets are paused. Lead volume just flatlines back to near zero.
Yeah. And what's fascinating here is how that manual, human-driven stop-and-start rhythm interacts with modern artificial intelligence.
Because the AI doesn't care about our schedules, does it?
Not at all. Ad networks and AI search systems don't operate on a human calendar. They run on continuous, steady data streams.
Right.
They need uninterrupted data to accurately identify high-intent buyer profiles. So when your campaigns repeatedly start and stop, you aren't simply saving money during the downtime.
Which is what everyone thinks they're doing.
Exactly. But in reality, you are violently forcing the ad platform's machine learning back into a data-starved learning phase.
Anyway, let's unpack this learning phase, because this feels like a massive blind spot for a lot of operators out there.
It really is.
It sounds a lot like dealing with a car in the middle of a freezing winter. You wouldn't constantly turn the engine completely off, let the engine block freeze over, and then try to cold start it every single time you need to drive down the street.
No, of course not. You'd ruin the engine.
Right. It takes a massive amount of energy and fuel just to get that engine warm again. So when a company pauses their ads, do the algorithms essentially forget who their target customer is during those dark periods?
The algorithm absolutely loses its momentum. During that learning phase, the system is just scrambling in the dark.
Wow.
It's trying to figure out who actually wants to click on your ad, but because it is completely starved for recent conversion data, it makes mistakes.
So it's guessing.
Pretty much. It bids inefficiently, which drives up your costs, and it pulls in lower quality traffic until it can slowly rebuild that predictive model.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You are basically paying a heavy re-education tax to the algorithm every single time you launch a new campaign.
A re-education tax. That is brutal. So you're paying a premium just to crawl back to the baseline of efficiency you were already at a month ago.
Exactly.
And you're paying that tax while your actual buyers are probably out there looking for solutions. Because a prospective client, you know, they don't coordinate their urgent internal business problems with your quarterly promotion schedule.
No, they don't care about your Q3 push. A premium account might recognize an urgent need during one of your quiet months, you know, when your primary campaigns are completely offline.
Right.
If your digital presence goes dark during those gaps, those premium buyers don't wait for your next big product rollout.
They just move on.
They search for a solution today, and they are simply claimed by competitors who maintain a consistent, predictable footprint year-round.
Which is terrifying. But if turning campaigns off breaks the algorithm and hands customers to competitors, the natural instinct is to just run ads forever.
Right.
I have to push back here on behalf of the listener, though. If I'm managing a marketing budget, running campaigns 365 days a year sounds like a fast track to just burning through my cash reserves.
Oh, sure.
And beyond the budget, I'd worry about ad fatigue. Like, if people see my brand screaming BY now in their feed every single day, they're going to develop banner blindness and tune me out entirely.
It is a very valid concern. And honestly, it is the primary reason business leaders resist this shift.
Makes sense.
But the text is very clear on this distinction. An effective continuous strategy, what they call always-on campaign design, is not about running high-cost, aggressive acquisition campaigns forever.
Okay, so it's not just leaving the big, expensive ads on.
Not at all. It is an efficient, low-overhead framework designed specifically for stability, not sheer click volume.
So how do you avoid annoying the audience if you are always in their feed?
You fundamentally change the temperature of the interaction.
The temperature.
Yeah. Instead of hammering the audience with high-pressure sales offers, an always-on approach serves up helpful educational content.
Okay.
It shares varied case studies. It provides real value to both cold prospects and retargeted audiences over an extended period.
Oh.
So, you know, you become a helpful resource rather than a nuisance.
Ah, okay. You're moving from a hard sell to being an educational resource.
Exactly.
The article actually contrasts the operational metrics of these two models, and the distance is stark. Under the old burst campaign loop, the pipeline is characterized by highly erratic spikes followed by deep, extended dry periods.
Feast or famine.
Right. But with always-on campaign design, you establish a reliable, predictable baseline of inbound leads every single week.
And that predictable baseline fundamentally changes the emotional state of the internal team.
Oh, I bet.
In the burst model, you have these intense production windows where everyone is working overtime, followed by high-stress tracking gaps, where executives demand to know why leads are down.
It's exhausting.
It is. Yeah. The continuous model allows for automated execution. The team can step back from daily panic and focus on larger strategic wins.
And the bottom line benefits too, right? Because in the boom and bust cycle, you have a higher average cost per lead because you are jumping into competitive bidding peaks with an unoptimized algorithm.
Exactly. You're paying that re-education tax.
Right. So the always-on design gives you stabilized acquisition costs because you are maintaining steady baselines. You replace a highly erratic demand cycle with low-budget, high-consistency digital touchpoints.
Yeah. And to build this stable machine, the text outlines four core structural elements.
Mm-hmm.
These are basically the gears that actually make the always-on design function.
Perfect. Let's start at the front door. Pillar one is low-bid branded search protections.
Yeah.
Basically, bidding on your own corporate name. Now, I can hear business owners shouting at their devices right now. If a customer is already typing my company name into a search engine, why on earth would I pay for an ad to show them my own website?
Right. They think, I'm going to show up organically anyway.
Exactly. Why pay for it?
Well, you might assume you will get that click, but your competitors know exactly who you are.
Ah.
They are actively bidding on your corporate name to intercept your highest intent prospects.
Oh, wow.
Imagine a potential client is ready to buy. They type your specific company name into the search bar, and the very first link they see is a sponsored ad from your biggest rival saying, why we're a better alternative to your company.
Ouch. That happens constantly, doesn't it?
All the time.
It forces us to view branded search not as a marketing expense, but as a defensive strategy.
That's the perfect way to look at it.
You are basically buying an insurance policy on your own brand. If a listener is managing a tiny ad budget, it sounds like this is where their very first $10 should go.
100%. It ensures you retain ownership of your top-of-funnel search visibility. You are securing the primary entry point to your brand for a minimal daily cost.
Okay, so once you have secured that front door and people actually click through to your site, they rarely buy on day one.
Very rarely.
Which forces us to solve the next logical problem. Here's where it gets really interesting. How do you keep track of those people over a long sales cycle without violating modern privacy laws?
Right, the privacy landscape is shifting fast.
Because for years, digital marketing relied on tracking cookies to follow users around the internet. If you looked at a pair of shoes, those shoes followed you to every single news site you visited for a month.
We all remember that.
Yeah, but those third-party cookies are being rapidly phased out.
Yeah, simple retargeting, as we used to know it, has completely changed. Modern systems cannot just blindly follow a user across a dozen different websites anymore.
So what do they do?
To survive, modern campaigns leverage secure first-party data and native platform engagement signals.
Okay, wait, I need you to translate native platform engagement signals for me.
Sure.
How is an algorithm actually tracking a user's interest if it can't drop a cookie on their browser?
So instead of trying to follow you across the open web, platforms now look at what you do while you are inside their specific walled garden, like inside a social media app.
Oh, I see.
If you stop scrolling to watch a brand's video for 5 seconds, or if you click a link that opens an article natively inside their platform, the system logs that behavior.
Because they own that environment.
Exactly. They use those internal signals to build a privacy-compliant pool of people who have demonstrated interest in your topic.
The data never leaves the platform, so it remains totally compliant.
Right.
And once you have these sustainable pools of prospects, it ties back into avoiding ad fatigue. You don't bombard that native audience with buy now buttons. You feed them problem-solving content over their extended research cycle.
Which naturally leads to the question of what happens when those anonymous scrollers actually fill out a form and give you their contact info.
Yeah, right. They actually raise their hand.
Yeah, and that brings us to pillar three, first-party database nurturing systems. We are talking about the contacts sitting in your customer relationship management database, you know, your CRM.
For so many companies, the CRM is just a dusty Rolodex left in a drawer. It's just a digital graveyard of emails they collected 3 years ago at some random trade show.
Yeah.
They blast out a newsletter once a quarter, and that's it.
Most companies leave these contacts entirely unaddressed between major sales pushes. The always-on approach implements a structured, automated communication loop to deliver original industry insights and human-first case studies directly to that database.
Let's talk about the actual mechanism here.
Okay.
If I have a cold lead sitting in a CRM, how does sending them a case study mathematically or even psychologically change their state? Like, why does this actually work?
Think of your CRM like a bank account for trust, governed by compound interest.
Oh, I like that.
Right. A cold lead has zero trust in your ability to solve their problem. When you deliver an original industry insight or a detailed case study, you are making a micro deposit of competence.
A micro deposit. That's good.
You aren't asking them to buy anything. You are just proving you understand the specific pain points of their industry.
Right. You're showing, not just telling.
Exactly. And over 6 months of these micro deposits, the psychological state of that lead shifts from skepticism to deep familiarity.
So when they actually have a problem.
Yes. When their internal server finally crashes or their current vendor fails, you are the trusted authority they call.
You are nurturing a cold prospect into a warm inbound opportunity. It's like treating the CRM like a living, breathing community garden that needs regular watering.
That's a perfect analogy.
So we have covered the active elements: securing branded search, retargeting in walled gardens, and nurturing the CRM. But paid traffic and emails are only part of the equation, aren't they?
They are. To build long-term authority, we need the final structural element. Pillar four, evergreen, high information gain SEO assets.
Ah, SEO. Let's get into it.
This is where we bring the AI discovery tools back into the conversation. Publishing high-quality informational content regularly provides search engines and automated AI systems with the clear, structured data they need to cite your business as an authoritative resource.
You know, there is a phrase in the text I really want to pause on. It mentions structured schema implementation.
Yes.
We hear terms like schema thrown around constantly in digital strategy, but let's explain this simply. What is schema, and why does an artificial intelligence care about it?
Think of schema as a translator for robots.
Okay.
When a human looks at a web page, they use visual context. They see a large font and know it's a title. They see a dollar sign and know it's a price.
Right.
But when an AI crawler looks at a web page, it just sees a massive wall of HTML code. Schema is a specific type of background vocabulary you add to your site's code that explicitly labels the data for the AI.
Oh, so it's literally tagging the information for them.
Exactly. It says, this specific string of text is the author's name. This text is a product price. This block is a frequently asked question.
You are removing the guesswork for the machine.
You are feeding the machine in its native language. If you make it mathematically easy for the AI to understand the exact context of your content, the AI is far more likely to serve your site to a user asking a complex question.
That makes total sense. There is a quote from Joe Medico in the source material that captures the required mindset for this entire strategy perfectly.
Oh, the orchard quote?
Yes. It says, SEO is more like planting an orchard than buying groceries. The payoff can be substantial, but nobody gets apples tomorrow.
It's so true. Buying groceries is running a 2-week paid campaign.
Yeah.
You get immediate calories, but when the budget runs out, the food is gone.
The fridge is empty.
Exactly. Planting the orchard is building evergreen assets with proper schema that will capture inbound organic leads long after your initial investment of time and money.
So we have these four pillars: branded search, retargeting pools, CRM nurturing, and evergreen SEO. When you lay them out logically like this, the cost efficiency and the stability of the pipeline are just obvious.
Undeniably.
So it really begs the question, why isn't every single company operating this way?
Well, the barrier for most companies is not the strategy. Business leaders understand the concept. The real barrier is the technical overhead required to execute it.
The execution gap.
Exactly.
Because an internal marketing team is already juggling a million things. They manage product positioning, they handle executive goals, they design creative assets.
Right.
Asking that same team to also keep pace with daily algorithmic shifts,
yeah,
manage the Google Ads learning phases we talked about, and write the schema code for the website, it is a massive technical bottleneck.
They have the right idea, but they lack the highly specialized technical resources,
yeah,
to keep a complex multi-platform system running efficiently in the background every single day.
And when that technical infrastructure isn't built correctly, you end up with a fundamentally flawed system.
You do.
The text actually provides a painful but incredibly accurate visual for this flaw. It says, many websites collect leads the way a bucket collects water after someone forgot to put the bottom in.
A leaky bucket. It's a classic problem. If your tracking and attribution aren't set up flawlessly, you can pour all the traffic in the world into your website and you'll have no idea where it's going.
Right.
Or worse, why it isn't turning into actual revenue.
Which brings up attribution. Now, attribution is one of those concepts that sounds intimidating, but conceptually, it's just the method of assigning credit to the different touch points in a customer's journey, right?
Yes.
It's figuring out which specific ad or email or organic search actually caused the person to pull out their credit card.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, advanced CRM pipeline tracking is no longer optional.
You have to have it.
You have to be able to move past superficial metrics. I mean, anyone can buy 1,000 clicks. You have to integrate tracking that confirms your baseline leads actually match your target customer profiles so you can evaluate real deal values across a multi-touch journey.
The source has a hilarious quote about how messy this attribution process can get internally.
Oh, I have the one.
It says, attribution can sometimes feel like a marketing game of Clue. Everyone has a theory, nobody is completely sure, and somehow Google Ads is always in the room.
It's so true. Colonel Mustard, in the library, with the Google ad.
Right.
Because the sales team thinks the lead came from their cold outreach. The social media manager thinks it came from a viral post.
And Google Ads claims 100% of the credit because the person clicked a search link 3 seconds before they finalized the purchase.
Exactly. And untangling that mess requires deep technical precision. It requires building a transparent system that gives you an honest view of the metrics that actually drive corporate revenue, not just vanity metrics.
No, absolutely. And that is the ultimate promise of an always-on campaign design. Your pipeline should never hit zero. Regardless of whether you have a massive flashy promotion running or not, you have built a structural baseline that keeps the engine warm year-round.
Success requires stepping away from the manual, erratic levers and just trusting a continuous system.
So what does this all mean? If we distill this entire deep dive down for you, the listener, the takeaway is clear.
Very clear.
Success in the modern digital space is no longer about shouting the loudest for 2 weeks out of the year. The boom and bust cycle actively breaks the algorithms you rely on.
It does.
True success is about building a resilient, transparent, and sustainable pipeline. It is about replacing erratic spikes with quiet, consistent authority so your brand remains visible exactly when your ideal clients are finally ready to buy.
And, you know, this raises an important question, one that every business leader needs to consider moving forward.
What's that?
Well, as search engines and ad platforms become entirely reliant on continuous AI-driven data streams to function, what is the ultimate fate of businesses that refuse to adapt?
That's a great point.
If a company clings to human-driven, intermittent marketing rhythms, you know, starting and stopping based on their own internal calendar, will they eventually just become completely invisible to the machines that now curate human discovery?
Wow. Yeah, if you aren't feeding the machine the data it needs, the machine simply forgets you exist.
Sobering thought.
It really is. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. As you look at your own projects, your own business, or even just the brands you interact with every day, take a hard look at the foundation.
Look at the data.
Ask yourself, are you out there frantically trying to buy groceries every 2 minutes, or are you planting an orchard? We'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.